Good evening. I'm Ron Esposito, and I'm real happy to be here with you this evening. We'll be in conversation with musician and composer Matt Venuti, who will be performing at the Center for Spiritual Living on Murray Avenue in Fairfax on Saturday, November 30th at 7 p.m. And Matt plays a wonderful instrument called a hung, and he's going to tell us all about it. Matt, how you doing?
Hey, Ron. Nice to speak to you again, my friend. And yeah, you asked me about the hung. It's a amazing, what I call the instrument makers who invented it back in around the year 2000. They made something that looked like a flying saucer, literally. And you put it on your lap, you play it with your hands, and it has this amazing capability, depending on the player, of creating melodic and percussive, you know, kind of a marriage of two possibilities in terms of the sound potentials and compositional potential. It's really unlike anything else. And it's made out of a metal that they invented themselves called pung. And it's a renaissance instrument because now there's like 300 or 400 instrument makers around the world that are making instruments like this. So they created the first ones, and I'm very honored to be able to carry these instruments because they're very special. And I've utilized these instruments along with my voice as a singer-songwriter. And also I play an electronic valve instrument, which is my first love. And I've had that for many, many years when even the hung has been invented. It's called an EVI, and I use that with a looper to create these cinematic soundscapes, you know, and grooves, you know, that are very, very catchy world music style. So you're going to get quite a variety of music and quite a diversity for the one-man show.
I've had the pleasure of hearing you in concert a number of times, and between the electronic valve instrument and the hung and your vocals, it creates quite a sound, and I think the term soundscape is very applicable. You got your start years and years ago as a trumpet player, right?
Well, I learned piano when I was a youngster. My dad was a jazz piano player, so we all had to play piano growing up. His 10 kids all had to play piano, so even with 3 keyboards in the house, we still had a line of people waiting, you know, so it was like a rehearsal studio. And then I graduated into the trumpet. I call it graduation because I really wanted something that I could play above everyone else. And then when I walked into a club in Boston, I saw Mike Matheny, Pat's brother, playing the electronic valve instrument, and he and I became acquainted, and one thing led to another, and I had one of those, and then I became a clinician for the Akai Corporation. In other words, I was flying around the country demonstrating the instrument for different places, including the NAMM show and different colleges and interesting venues. And my band, the Venusians in San Francisco, that was the main instrument in that band. And we would be playing major concerts and clubs around the Bay Area and beyond. And then, I got involved with the hung soon after that. Well, actually, it was 20 years after that. The hung has only been announced since 2000, so around 2003 or so, before I got involved with the hung, and then it's been just nonstop ever since. I've been doing some pretty amazing gigs around the country and beyond, and everywhere from Lake Titicaca in Bolivia to parts of Europe to areas all around the U.S. Whenever someone hears this instrument, someone has an idea, oh my God, you should play here, and then they hook me up, and there I am. So I'm very fortunate to have Audrey Casilla, who's part of the Spiritual Center in Cincinnati, to bring me back to Cincinnati, which is my alma mater. I went to Xavier, so kind of coming full circle here.
I tell you what, brother, you are a real road warrior. You pretty much live on the road, don't you?
Yes, except for in this moment, I'm in New York State, where my hometown is Geneva, New York. I reside here for about a month, but I'm leaving next week, for instance, for Las Vegas. I'm doing a performance for Sir Anthony Hopkins, honored for his music. Believe it or not, he's also a composer, you know, for his acting and his art. He's an artist, too, so I'm going to play the music for that, and then I hit the road again and slowly make my way down south via Cincinnati, of course, and I've got a number of performances. So yeah, I'm on the road, I would say about 9 months out of the year, and I'll have a little headquarters around the country. So it's been quite an experience, really. I'll tell you, I've been really blessed to be able to do this and share this music. It's very special for me to be able to do that. Been spending less and less time in the West than the East. In fact, I'm doing a music video that I'm just about, well, it's probably done by the time people hear this. Go to my website. It's called Colorado Going Gone. It's about leaving the West and spending more time on the East. And I was artist in residence this year in two parts of the East Coast, which actually grounded me for a month at a time. Once in the Everglades for the month of March, I was the artist in residence there. And then in Shenandoah National Park for the month of September. So suddenly I had these month-long residencies where I was able to just compose and do music videos, which are, you know, my second love. I love performance first and foremost, and then I love composing music and doing these videos. So that to me is a dream gig, you know, to be in one space or one place. But my main source of livelihood is performance, and I have to be on the road to do that. And I actually enjoy it too. There's times when I really would like to be in one place and just stay, but this is what life has given me so far.
It's interesting adjusting to life as a traveling musician. Just your whole way of being gets rearranged, and certainly meet a lot of people on the way, don't you?
Yeah, I have. I feel like I've got all these different communities of people and friends all around the country and the world for that matter. I've got a lot of friends and fans throughout the world because of the social media aspect of what I do. And I'm threatening myself to go tour Italy one of these years. I would love to do that. My roots come from there on both sides of my family.
Yeah.
So I've been wanting to do that, so I may. But, you know, the music is the most important thing. And people get a really good feeling. They really feel like their hearts get more buoyant when they listen to this music. And a lot of it has to do with the instruments. And the songs that I write are songs that are spacious in a sense and expansive, I guess you might say, give people a good feeling. So to me, I feel like I'm out there doing the Dharma or the work, as they say, trying to make people feel a little bit better about who they are. And I think this time and place that we're living in history, we could use a little more of that. So I feel like I'm doing a little bit of spiritual work within the music itself, although I wouldn't classify the music as spiritual, so to speak, but it has that element. It's what I call songs from the heart of the road. A lot of road stories in my songs, a lot of experiences in my songs. Some of them ain't so easy. And being on the road is not always a piece of cake. Yeah, I've been robbed, and I've had a gun pulled out. I have all kinds of crazy stories and stuff that happened down the road. So I've run into bears, rattlesnakes, alligators. I mean, all kinds of fun stuff.
You're right about the content of your music. It is definitely for the heart. There is no doubt of that. You're a really, really good musician as well. And when that heart quality is added, it really affects your consciousness and brings you to a different place, which, as you've stated, yeah, we could all use at this time. Where did you learn how to record? Because your records, CDs, sound really good.
I learned on my own, just like I've done pretty much everything learning on my own. I never went to school for it. I went to Xavier for journalism and public relations, so didn't do much with that. But I just learned on my own. I got some music software in the early days. I mean, if you listen to an album of mine called Hot Planet, which actually charted really high in the, in the top 10 of college radio back in the day, there was a song called Silicon Jungle, and it was my anthem to how bad music software was in the beginning stages and how it would crash on you. And I just learned the hard way, you know, just trying to figure it out. And over time, I got better and better at it. And now I pretty much record and mix my own music. And once in a while, I'll go to a mastering engineer if I feel like I really need it. But I'm a do-it-yourself guy.
And yeah, you know, you're right about music software. We can now make really good recordings in our bedrooms.
And you can thank me and my early friends who were the beta testers for this stuff, who suffered through crashes that you could never get it back again. You had to save it on a floppy disk. And if you didn't do that, you know, in the right time, it would just be gone. A week's worth of work, gone. Happened to me before.
Hey, you know, when I think about the Hung, one of the first things that came to my mind was, of course, a lot of us are familiar with the steel pans from the Caribbean. And every once in a while, you know, I think about the steel pans and the Hung. Any similarity between those two?
Well, absolutely, in that they're both made out of metal. And they have a kind of a sequence of notes, but there's quite a difference at the same time. Felix and Sabina, the two inventors of the Hung, and in fact, the whole concept behind the Hung, were former makers of the steel pan. So they have, from what I understand, some of the best steel pan in Europe when they were making them. And they had a steel pan orchestra that would tour Europe. And they heard someone playing a udu, which is a pot drum from Africa, a clay pot drum. And they hatched this idea with this person to try something with the hands rather than with mallets. And so they came up with all these different shapes and sizes, and they finally settled on something that fits very nicely on the lap. It's light. It's like 10 pounds. And when you play it with your hands, it doesn't sound like a steel pan. It sounds more like a harp or a guitar or even a synthesizer, depending on how you play it. But if you start playing it with mallets, it'll start to sound more like a steel pan. So, yes, there are similarities, absolutely. I would say without the steel pan, the Hung might not even exist. In fact, it probably wouldn't, because these guys made the steel pan before. But if you listen to the Hung and you listen to the steel pan right next to it, you'll go, wow, these are two entirely different instruments.
Yeah, I could dig it. Well, Matt, we really want to thank you for hanging out with us for a while tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not heard the Hung, now is a good time to check that out. Hung player Matt Venuti appearing in Cincinnati on Saturday, November 30th at 7 p.m. at the Center for Spiritual Living on Murray Avenue in Fairfax. More information about Matt Venuti and the Hung available on our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. Matt Venuti, thanks for talking with us tonight.
Always a pleasure, Ron. I'll see you soon, I hope.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ron Esposito.